It is the big time. You know me. I'm Whitney Allen. Dan is here for Jackie. Benaj is here. Again, not on microphone.
No.
Never. He has no idea it's radio.
He doesn't pay attention.
And our special guest, Brooke Eden.
Woo!
Hello.
Hey, girl, how are you?
Girl, I'm good.
Girl, how was it on the stage today?
It was so fun.
Really? Was it? Were you on the main stage? Was the sun in your eyes? Were you so hot?
I was on the main stage, but I feel like I had the easy job because you have the top of the stage, which is like a shade.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
So the only time that you really feel the direct sun is when you walk out toward the audience, which I really like to do because I feel like I always want the audience to be like as close as possible.
Yeah. Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I walked out there
too.
A lot.
I mean, I fangirl when somebody walks out on a ramp. I'm like a crazy person.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you do? Are you like,
Yeah, I'm singing all the words.
Yeah.
And I usually, like, I get worried when I'm at a show. Like, if an artist recognizes me and they're doing a sing with the audience, if you put a mic in my face, I will forget the words.
Really?
I will be the one person. I'm trying to remember who did it years ago to me. It might have been Randy Houser or Lee Bryce. And they and I had to keep backing up. Like, don't. Because I don't care if I was singing a song that I knew 1,000 times.
Yeah. You get stage fright.
Audience fright.
Oh, man.
I know.
What if it's like an O? Will you be good with that?
I could probably do an O.
Okay.
I could probably do that.
All
so
right.
If you ever hit me.
Good to know.
Hit me on an O.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got you, girl.
John Rich sat down one time and played Walking in Memphis.
Yeah.
On piano that I was sitting at doing an interview. And I know every word of that song.
Yeah.
You should see the video. I'm rocking like freaking Rain Man. I can't do anything. It's horrible. You ever forget lyrics when you're on stage? I bet you don't.
I do. No, it's like actually I'm kind of known for it. Like from my friends and family. Yeah. It's a song. It's less the songs that I've written and more the songs that, like, I used to do covers when I was, like, before I moved to Nashville and stuff. And I would have done these songs, you know, 300 times in a year or something like that. And I'd get on the 301th time and I would not remember the words to, like, I don't know, Before He Cheats or something like that, you know?
Right.
Also, if I have like any amount of alcohol before I get on stage, forget about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like looking at my guitar player because sober, I forget words. So.
You know what? I feel better than about being an audience member.
Yeah.
And that you would understand, like, if you forgot lyrics and came to me, then I forgot lyrics, I'd be hilarious.
I mean, seriously, right? It would just be like, what are words?
Right? Who needs words?
Exactly.
We'll just emote with our hands.
Yeah.
We'll do stuff like that.
Honestly, I do it too much. Like, I'll look over, like, X's and O's is a cover that I do by L. King
in
a lot of my sets. And, like, I've done that song probably 150 times this year. And I'll literally look over at my guitar player and be like, what are the first words?
Right.
He's like, really?
From last night, you don't remember?
Right.
Is this your first stagecoach?
This is my first stagecoach.
Dang. Isn't it crazy?
It's incredible. Yeah. I can't wait. I'm about to go, like, put on, like, I'm literally wearing, like, a Shania Twain graphic tee. Tonight.
Really?
Yep.
So you are a fangirl.
I'm such a fangirl. Yeah.
No,
and I'm about to just like go and like make myself comfortable in like the festival.
Very
and I'm
nice.
I'm super pumped about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the festival audience is one, the nicest people.
Yeah.
I don't know what the drill is here
because
they can drink as much beer as humanly possible.
Yeah.
That any other place in the world. I'm telling you, there'd be fights. I mean, look at hockey games. Look at baseball games.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
I have never in my life seen a fight at Stagecoach. I'm sure he just jinxed it, but I never have.
I haven't either.
Like people are just happy here. Like, what is there to be sad about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Music.
They plan this for the entire year.
I mean,
you know, the people who are not in the front row, because the people in the front row are all slackers, you know.
Yeah.
But the people who just come here and they start camping out on Thursday, this is it for the whole year, and they're so fired up.
I mean, this is what I would do if I lived in California.
Yeah. Are you in Nashville?
I live in Nashville,
Yeah.
But I'm from Florida.
You ever go to, what's the one out there? The cool one.
What, CMA Fest?
No.
Bonnaroo?
Yeah.
I've never been to Bonnaroo.
Because they do one out here called Coachella, which they just finished, which is the alternative stuff. But not all alternative. Like, who was here? Lady Gaga?
Gaga, Beyonce was on, or supposed to be on before that. So it's like a mix.
Yeah.
They do EDM.
Yeah.
I just wondered like how, because I haven't been to that many festivals because this one covers so much space in the span of 3 days. It takes me 6 months to recover from it.
I mean, I get it. We do festivals all year long, but Stagecoach has always been like a bucket list that you kind of can't compare Stagecoach to anything else.
I guess not.
Yeah.
And it was such a risk when they first did it. They were like, will this work? I remember when it first happened.
Yeah.
Will this work?
Because it's like country in California.
Exactly.
You know, but little do they know that country in California
works.
Oh, it's yeah, it's huge. They don't realize in Los Angeles how many people are into country music, and they are not posers.
It's
just
so
because
cool.
They are not from Nashville does not mean these people are posers.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. I sang in San Diego last night. We did a 90-minute set, and one of the songs that we did was Hank Williams Sr. Lovesick Blues. And, I mean, I don't know exactly the year that that was recorded in, but I think it was, like, somewhere around, like, the 50s,
yeah.
Like, 1950s.
I was going to say 50s or 60s.
Yeah. And, like, there are people totally singing along to every word.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, you don't just, like, know that song unless
you really follow
country.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's really cool. I love country.
So where's your next festival? And you know what? I have to say this. I try to stay away from, since, you know, this is the whole thing about not enough women in music. So I try to stay away from fashion and hair and how you look. But, I mean, you look stunning.
Thank you.
Which leads me to the fact that you probably don't eat fair food.
That's false. I
really?
Mean, literally any food I can get my hands on.
But I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, I it shows that with me. I will.
Girl, please.
No, I mean, seriously.
Girl, please.
You don't even want to know all the things I ate yesterday. It's hilarious. Plus, I have birthday cupcakes. It's my birthday, so
oh
please.
Oh, my God. Yes. Also, happy birthday.
Thank you. Feel free to take a cupcake.
Well, thank
you. But what's your favorite fair food? Do you have a favorite?
My favorite fair food. I love the spiral potatoes.
Oh yes, I love those.
And you can like drench them in like garlic salt and like ketchup and ranch dressing.
There's a great tater tot fans by any chance?
Tater tots?
Mm-hmm.
Like Napoleon Dynamite, like tots?
I haven't thought about Napoleon Dynamite forever. Now I'm thinking about goats.
I know.
Or was it a sheep?
It was a llama.
I'm sorry, but he didn't know it was a llama.
Your mom went to college.
Stupid. Stupid. Eat stupid. What was his name? Eat you
I'm
stupid.
I'm trying to think. He goes, is it
stupid?
Karen? Something.
Starts with a K. Karen? Is it Karen?
Yeah.
Stupid Karen. I'm just saying the tots are like, they're real. I thought they were really fantastic.
Yum.
If you, you know. And the pizza, you can't eat the pizza here.
Oh, I had pizza today.
The pizza
really?
Sounds lame, like, oh, I'm going to have pizza. But the pizza right here around the corner is just it's fantastic.
What about Mexican food? Have you had any Mexican food yet?
No, although one place does have, they have, not ribeye. They have...
Like pulled pork?
They have redneck tacos. Yes, they are pulled pork.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would go for that. I may be going for that before
Very
Shania.
Same year.
I had Mexican last year, and I got food poisoning.
Oh.
No.
Because I think it was a sour cream. There was sour cream in it, and I don't know why, but I was up all night.
Well, because there was sour cream in it, and you're in the sun.
I know. I shouldn't have.
Yeah. So, but you know, to stay hydrated, you look great. You don't look pale.
Oh,
a lot of people get pasty. You know what I mean? People don't realize just how dehydrated you are. Like, I haven't peed since this morning.
Oh, my God.
And
I drink so many times.
I mean, dehydrated.
I drink a lot of water and all that kind of stuff. So, anyway, I apologize. The Welcome to the Weekend.
Yes.
Still is the EP.
Yes.
The tune, Act Like You Don't.
Yes. This is my single.
Is there any, what did I call it? Did I just call it not a single? I'm probably dehydrated.
Did.
Okay,
you
did
said
I?
Your tune.
Okay, your tune.
Yeah.
I said your tune.
Yeah.
Are you working on a full album?
I am.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
tell us.
I just found out like 2 weeks ago that we're slated for like fall toward the end of the year.
Oh, you tease.
For a full album.
Right.
So, I mean, but that's like, they haven't given me a date yet. And so to like know that I have a slated position at my record label to put out a record is pretty freaking exciting.
It is.
Yeah. Now, do you do a lot of your own writing or all of your own writing?
So far I've done all of my own writing. But I'm totally open to outside songs. I think that I just write a whole lot. And so I've just been writing songs that I write. But to me, it's like a great song is a great song. I don't care if I write it or not, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I love writing my own music because it's like obviously a place that I've been before and like, you know, it's a...
You have to tell your story.
To tell your story, yeah. But I feel like there are so many relatable stories that someone else can tell and you can sing. So,
sure.
Like, you know, Garth Brooks doesn't sing all of his own songs.
Yeah.
He has,
you know?
I don't think he writes anything. Tim McGraw, another one, doesn't write.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If they do, it's very limited. Mm-hmm. They're like Sinatra. Sinatra never wrote a song in his life.
Wow.
But, you know, he sings My Way, and you're like, well, he wrote that. No, I didn't do a thing. Picked
it's not even his way. It's,
no,
it's songwriter's
whoever
way.
Whoever wrote the guy's way.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we'll look for that in the fall, and then we'll look for you at the Spiral Fries.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
At any festival that you
Every
show up
festival.
At. All right.
Parmesan, Spiral Fries.
Big fan.
Yep.
And then where can we look for you on the socials?
I am at Brooke Eden Music on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook.
Oh, you're the same everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Because we're not.
You're not.
No, we've got the big time online. We've got the big time. We've got the big time snaps. It's like.
Oh, man.
I know. Because everyone's ripping off the big time name.
Everybody trying to take that big time. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure, trying to be big time. Mm-hmm. And you guys are the big time.
We are the original big time. Yo.
That's right.
Know
yo.
What I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, girl.
I meant that with love. You know I meant that with love.
Girl, I know you do.
Because I love you.
I love you back.
Brooke Eden, we're so happy to have you in. Act Like You Don't is a tune. Let's do it on the big time.